Narayanam namaskrityam Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshva patreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttamash Bhaktirbhavatinaishchaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Nalina Netraya Venu Vadya Vinodine Radhadhara Sudhapana Shaline Vanamadine Srimad Bhagavad Gita Yatharo Akhyatra Upasamhat Sanyas Kisiddhi. पिछले कई हफ्तों से इस अध्याय पर चर्चा हो रही है, जहां पर भगवान 19 से लेकर 28 तक ज्ञान कर्म तथा कर्ता तीन गुणों के कारण किस प्रकार से अलग अलग प्रकार के होते हैं, इसके बारे में चल बता रहे हैं। तो ज्ञान और कर्म के बारे में हमने चर्चा की है। तो श्लोक संख्या 23 में भगवान कर्म के बारे में बताते हैं। कि सात्विक कर्म कौन सा है, राजसिक कौन सा और तामसिक। और तत्पश्चात 26 से लेकर 28 श्लोकों में भगवान कर्ता के बारे में बताते हैं। ये तीन अलग अलग प्रकार के कर्ता कैसे हैं। सो द टेक्स्ट नंबर 23 नियतं संगरहितं अरागद्वेषतः कृतं अफलप्रेक्षुना कर्म यतत् सात्विकमुच्यते। That action which is regulated and which is performed without attachment, without love or hatred, and without desire for fruitive results, it's said to be in the mode of goodness. In Vedic scripture, there are three kinds of activities that are mentioned: nitya, naimittika, and nirantara. So nitya means the activities which are performed according to the rules and regulations of scriptures. And naimittika means optional. And nirantar, these are continuous activities which goes with our eternal life. So the person who is in the mode of goodness, he performs the activities which are regulated, and he performs that activities without any attachment. And that's why they never get disturbed by the results of the activities. And here Lord, at the culmination of his message, is explaining about that. And here it is proved that Arjuna, even though he was a Kshatriya, but he was placed in the mode of goodness, because he was following the Lord's instruction. And by doing that, the activities what he has performed, that those were in the mode of goodness only, because they were regulated, and he did it without any attachment. And Prabhupada says that regulated occupational duties as prescribed in the scriptures in terms of the different orders and divisions of society, performed without attachment or proprietary rights, and therefore without any love or hatred, and performed in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Supreme, without self-satisfaction or self-gratification, are called action in the mode of goodness. So ultimately, all living entities are meant to be attain the mode of goodness. Because without attaining that mode of goodness, it's very difficult to make advancement in spiritual life. Because the first and foremost principle of advancement in spiritual life is detachment from the material activities. Even one of Vaishnava Acharya, he says that Gaurangir Bhaktagana Vairagya Pradhan Yahate Prithana Gaura Bhagavan. The principal quality of the Gauranga's devotees is renunciation. It's detachment. Because they, when they take shelter at the lotus feet of Gauranga, ultimately what they achieve is pure love of Godhead, which is beyond this mode of goodness. Because there is another song where, I think it's Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Je Gaurangira Namaloy, Tarahoya Premodaya, Hridaya Nirmala Bhelothar. The person who chants the holy name of Gauranga, what happens? His heart becomes purified. Hridaya Nirmala Bhelothar. And in that Nirmala Hridaya, develops the love of God. So the person who takes shelter at the lotus feet of devotees, automatically he achieves that mode of goodness. And whatever activity he performs, that comes under the mode of goodness. And that's what Prabhupada says here clearly. Without any love or hatred, and performed in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of Supreme, without self-satisfaction or self-gratification, are called the actions in the mode of goodness. Then in the next verse, Lord gives clear idea about the actions in the mode of passion. Why he is explaining all these things? And that is up to the last, at the culmination of his message. Because we want to trigger our consciousness so that we can check ourselves where we are. After hearing all this knowledge, where we are reaching, what is there in our heart? So he says here, Yattu kame spuna karma sa ahankarena va punaha kriyate bahula yasam tad rajasam udharitam. But action performed with great effort by one seeking to gratify his desires and enacted from a sense of false ego is called action in the mode of passion. And the emblem of this verse is Duryodhana. The action what he has performed, all they come in this category. Because all his actions, they were meant for gratifying his own desire. He wanted to rule over Hastinapur. He wanted to be a king. And all his activities he enacted from the sense of false ego, considering himself always superior than the Pandavas. This is what the typical mentality of a karmis, or people who seek pleasure in this material world. As Morning Rose was explaining that once Prabhupada said, a person who wants to advance in spiritual life, what he thinks about? Anybody remembers? He always think about this world is going to end. And he has very short time. And a person who wants to enjoy, he never thinks about that. He thinks eternally he wants to enjoy. And that's the main cause of his entanglement in this material world. And because of that false identity, and because of that sense of false ego, he performs activities. And these activities are in the mode of passion. In scripture there are so many examples. Hiranyakashipu, then Ravana. Whatever activities they perform, they are rajasic. To satisfy their senses, to gratify all their desires, whatever they did. So whenever we do that in our life, we should think in which mode we are. And that's why at the culmination, Lord is giving these briefs. Because already he has explained the different varieties of modes of material nature. From the chapter 7, if we read carefully, Lord has given the varieties of how three modes of material nature they are acting on us. Each chapter, gradually he is developing the idea. How subtle they are going. And here in this chapter, he is pointing out each and every aspect of that modes of goodness. How we are coming under them. How they are enacting on us. How we are compelled by them to perform different activities. So here he says that action performed with a great effort. With great effort. That's the first indication of passion. Because a person who is in the mode of goodness, he is yadruchaya. Whatever comes, he takes and goes. But a person who is in the mode of passion, he endeavors for that. He never deserves that thing, but he still desires. And to fulfill his desires, he has to work hard. He has to endeavor for that. But for the person who is in the mode of goodness, he is yadrucha labha santoshva. Whatever comes, he just accepts that and he never desires. He never hankers. Hanker is a proper word for that. He never hankers. Where there is a hankering, there is an endeavor. And if we are hankering for something, then other than the devotional service, then we should understand that we are in the mode of passion. And that's why even Brahma says, who is the predominating deity of passion? But it's very difficult for me to attain the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Because in what activities he is entangled? He's doing this creation. A vigorous activity of passionate nature. To create something means you have to work hard. And Brahma is doing that. And that's why in Bhagavatamrita, when Narada goes to him and he says, oh, you are the most wonderful recipient of the Lord's mercy. Because Lord, as a Mahavishnu, he stays at your place and he accepts all services from you. And he said, what do you know about that? What do you know about my position? Even though the people, they think that I am a creator. And that is such a passionate work. So I am totally engrossed in that. Then how is it possible for me, a person like that, who is totally engrossed in material creation, can achieve the love of Godhead, His mercy, which is causeless. So in the mode of passion, it's not so easy to attain the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why we are forced to take shelter of the devotees who are simple by heart. And just by their association itself, this mode of passion goes down. So in the next verse, text number 25, the actions in the mode of ignorance are explained. Anubandham kshayam hinsam anapeksha cha paurusham mohad arabhyate karma yat tamasam uchyate. The action performed in illusion. No need to give any explanation. What we are doing, these are the same activities. In disregard of scriptural injunctions, that also we are doing. And without concern for future bondage or for violence or distress caused to others, is said to be in the mode of ignorance. And they are predominating now. If we look around, what we see, all the actions in the mode of ignorance. For what we are doing, that we are not doing actually. Just sit quiet and just think about the whole day what we have did. Is it relevant? For what purpose we are doing? What is the aim? What is the goal for that? Nothing is clear. And still we are doing. Why? Because we are in the mode of ignorance. And that's why Lord, again, He is pointing out all these things at the culmination of His message. How important it is to understand where we are. To force us to introspect ourselves, what we are doing, where we are. Are these things are present in our heart, consciousness, in day-to-day life? He's just giving a checklist for us. And Prabhupada says in a purport, one has to give account of one's actions to the state or to the agents of the Supreme Lord, called the Yamadutas. They are the account keepers for us. They know us in and out. Chitragupta or Chitritrata? Chitragupta. Actually, Nepal, there is one dynasty, they come from Chitragupta. And they do only duty of accounting. We have a group of some Nepalis here. They did that Chitragupta puja. That day they told that they belong to Chitragupta's dynasty. So their work is to keep account of what? What we are doing. What's plus, minus, multiply, dividation, everything. It's done by them. And who are these? These are Yamadutas. The person who performs activities under the mode of passion and ignorance, these are calculated and accountable by Yamadutas. And a person who performs activities under the mode of goodness, these are counted by Vishnu Dutas. They never count about that. Because these activities are beyond. Because these activities are meant for the satisfaction of the Supreme. So they never get counted. Because these activities are unlimited. And that's why what the devotees, they desire? They desire to perform nirantar activities. Nirantara, without any gap, without any interruption. And that's what the Lord desires from each and every living entity. Here Prabhupada says, irresponsible work is destructive because it destroys the regulatory principle of scriptural injunction. It is often based on a violence and is distressing to other living entities. Such irresponsible work is carried out in the light of one's personal experience. This is called illusion. And all such illusory work is product of the mode of ignorance. So it's very important. He says that it is often based on a violence and is distressing to other living entities. In one of the purport, Prabhupada explains, what is this violence? Violence means always not that killing somewhere, but violence means not preaching Krishna consciousness. If you are not preaching about the Lord's message, that is a violence against the living entity. If you read, I think it's in 12th chapter where he explains about the qualities. But the 13th chapter. Ahimsa, what was that? Ahimsa Shanti Marigama. That's in 13th chapter. There Lord says, there in Purport Prabhupada says, what is meant by Ahimsa? Ahimsa means giving Krishna consciousness. Because here the activities in the mode of ignorance, what they are causing violence and distressing to living entities. So if you are not giving Krishna consciousness, that means you are forcing people to be in distress. If you are not preaching about the God consciousness, you are supporting people to be in the distress. So the things which cause violence, means which are against the devotional services, are all comes under the mode of ignorance. So here he ends about the different activities according to the modes of material nature. Now Lord starts about the karta, about the doer, a worker who performs these activities. The next verse, text number 26, he says, mukta sango anam vari dhritya sahas samanvidaha siddhya siddhyo anirvikarah karta sattvika uchyate. What are the qualities of a person who performs the activities in the mode of goodness? So Bhagavad Gita is a science. Science means what? It has a theory, it has a hypothesis, and there is a hypothesis, practical, experiment, and conclusion. So here Lord has given the knowledge. What other things are there? Now, experiment and conclusions. So here, he has explained already about, if you read from 2nd chapter up to the 17, he has given the hypothesis, everything he has given. Now the practicality, the person, how he performs that activities and what are the conclusions? How you can understand, how you can come to the conclusion that this person in the mode of goodness. The characteristics of that person has given here, who performs the activities in the mode of goodness. The first quality, he says that mukta sangha, he is detached. One who performs his duty without association with the mode of material nature, without false ego, with a great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in a success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness. Gurunam api vicharyate. Never waver, whether it is a success or whether it is a failure. One who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature. Mukta sangaha, liberated from all material association. And what is that material association? That's the attachment to the modes of material nature. And he says that dhriti, he performs that activities with determination. Then, sahasa samanvitaha, with great enthusiasm, and siddha siddhavar anirvikara, and he never gets disturbed whether success comes or failure comes. And person, if he has such a consciousness, that person is called as a sattvika karta. And Prabhupada says in the first line of a purport that a person in a Krishna consciousness is always transcendental to the material modes of nature. Once in his lecture, Prabhupada said, even now killing or fighting is a passionate activity. But when Arjuna was doing that, he was in a sattva shuddha. He is in a shuddha sattva. Why? Outwardly it was looking that he's engaged himself in such a ghastly warfare. But he was Krishna conscious. That's why he was transcendental to the moods of material nature. And here in the first line Prabhupada says, the person in Krishna consciousness is always transcendental to the moods of material nature. So the activities performed by him, they're never subjected to the modes of material nature. And that person is known as a Mukta Sangaha. So Arjuna even was, he was engaged in such a ghastly warfare, he was considered as a Mukta Sangaha. If we have to attend that, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, how person can attend that Mukta Sangaha? By Srimadam Swakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana. If someone engages himself in hearing about the glories of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and gradually his heart gets cleansed out, Vidhunoti Surat Sadar. And then gradually, I think it's the third or fourth or fifth shloka of that, Mukta Sangha Parivrajit. Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogyana Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam. Among the 17 to 21, I think it's the 20th verse. There he says, the person, how he attends Mukta Sangha? By fixing Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha. When he engaged himself with cheerful mind in the service of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, then he attains that stage of Mukta Sangha. And that's why Prabhupada here in his purport he says that a person in a Krishna consciousness is always transcendental to the material modes of nature. He has no expectations for the result of the work entrusted to him, because he is above false ego and pride. Because he is situated in ego. There is ego and there is a false ego. What we are in now is false ego. That is false identification. Ego, the ego word means identification. Without identification there is nothing. So what is our real ego? Jivera Swarupaha Krishnera Nityadas. That's our real identity. And because he is situated in that ego, he is free from the false ego and pride. And that makes him different from others. And Prabhupada says further that still he is always enthusiastic till the completion of such work. He does not worry about the distress undertaken. He is always enthusiastic. He does not care for a success or failure. He is equal in both distress and happiness. Such a worker is situated in the mode of goodness. And if you see the lifestyle of all the devotees, all the acharyas, you can find it out. How they led their life. Just recently we read about Gaur Govind Maharaj. When he was in his grihastha ashram, he was not so opulent. Slightly just hand to mouth, nothing else. But still his Krishna consciousness was perfectly going on. As morning we were reading, Yatrucha. At least everyone is familiar with this word now. They were happy. He was happy. Whatever came according to destiny. He never endeavored for that. And what was the result? See, his end of his life. So glorious. He left his body when everyone was chanting.
Naturally.
And that's on the, I think, Shiva's Thakur's disappearance day. And that into the holy dham of Mayapur. He gave a wonderful Bhagavatam class. Narrated wonderful pastime of Lord Gauranga for 3 hours. Then he went to his place. all his disciples were in the room. He was having a nice katha, and suddenly he thought that now he is going. He asked everyone to chant. And the way he used to enthuse devotees to chant, it was beyond conception actually. And they started chanting, and very, but he knew that he left his body. Such a glorious. No need to go back for eras. It's the present examples. These are the qualities get developed when you come in touch with the scripture. Because scripture is nothing but Lord Himself. And if you get it from proper person, that really gives a big impact, gives a big boost in our spiritual life. And that's what Prabhupada says, read my books. Most of the time we think that, oh, kya kare Prabhu, bhakton ka sang nahi milta. If someone says that, he's a foolish person. Because Prabhupada said, I'm there in my books. So when you read my books, you're associating with me. What else you need then? Whose association you need? Here is a person who has taken ultimate shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Who is each and every, a single breath of his life is spent for the glorifying the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. He's there with you. If you have a sincere desire, he's there to guide you. So you have an association of the Lord, Lord's pure devotee. And if you take shelter in that mood, no need to have any other association. That's enough. That's more than enough. And in the next verse, Lord, we'll finish this. And then we'll talk. So the text 27, where Lord explains about the person who performs activities under the mode of passion. Ragi. The word itself gives the indication. Ragi means attached. A person who is attached to his activities is under the mode of passion. And a person who is attached, then definitely he will get distressed or he will get happiness when he becomes successful or failure in his activities. So he says, Ragi, karma phala prepsur labdho hinsatmako ashuchihi harsh shokan vidaha. The ragi itself gives the elaboration of all the things. A person who is attached, he is harsha shoka anvitaha. Anvita means who gets affected by happiness and distress. Why? Because he is attached. And that person, karta rajasi iti shikshite, that person is known as a rajasi karta. The worker who is attracted, who is attached to work and the fruits of work, desiring to enjoy those fruits, and who is greedy, always envious, impure, and moved by joy and sorrow, it's said to be in the mode of passion. And we are forcing our kids to perform the activities in the mode of passion. We are making them envious. We are making them jealous. We are making them competitive. For what sake? You should get first. Is he destined for that? Because we ourselves are not understanding the ultimate goal of life. For what we have to force them? For what we have to force ourselves. So we are ignorant about that. And that same things we are pressing on the kids. The world education that comes from the Latin word educare. And educare means to draw out within us. Means the education is a process which it takes out what you have and that nourishes. But what we are getting now, what is today's education system? It is not developing, it is superimposing. And if something is superimposed, what is the result? What's the outcome? Spring. If you press the spring deliberately and suddenly live it, then what happens? Nobody knows where it goes. So like that, what's happening with today's generation? Because they are deliberately forced to accept the things which are not natural for them. And same things. Why we are suffering now? People say, we have made such a fabulous advancement. We have done so many inventions, this and that. We are so advanced. In what? We are so much advanced in suffering. In previous eras, people used to walk and attend their destination. And they used to remain healthy. Nowadays, we fly. We cross the seven oceans within few hours. And to come out of that setback, we have to sleep for another one day. What do they call that?
Jet lag.
So what do you gain? Yes, bro? What do you gain? These activities are forcing us to take shelter of mode of ignorance and passions. So are they conducive for our spiritual life? Those days people used to work only for 6 hours, not 8 hours also. This morning 6 to 12 o'clock, after 12 o'clock everyone was at his own place.
Nature was working for
Yeah. Them. Now, 24 hours a day. That clock is going on. And these activities, what we are performing, they are come under the mode of passion. Because we are attached, ragi, karma, phala, prepsuna. We are desiring the results, the fruits of that activities. And harsha, shoka, anmitaha. And we get taken away by the happiness and distress. So then Prabhupada says, a person is too much attached to a certain kind of a work or to the results because he has too much attachment for materialism or hearth and home, wife and children. Such a person has no desire for higher elevation in life. So what we were reading in the morning, that was meant for the Grihasthas. And what we are reading it now, it is Grihamevi, who is attached to his home and hearth, wife and children. And it's really very important to make the segregation, to understand the distinction between these different ashramas. Prabhupada said, I have given you 50%. Now 50% you have to establish. And what we have to establish, that is one ashrama. For that we have to read. If you read vigorously, if you hear properly, then that churns your consciousness. And when consciousness is churned, what is the outcome? Change of our action. We become more practical in our life. And that's what needed. Otherwise, okay, we come to Sangha, but we never change our Ranga. The Ranga is always there. Same color. 4 years to 7 years we are chanting. Beads are shining now, but consciousness is dull. What to use? Because the whole process is inward. This Krishna consciousness is inward process, it's not outward. It's not for the exhibition. Oh, we are doing this, we are doing that. We are doing it for whom? Who is sitting inside? And who knows in and out? Ito Narsimha, Paratho Narsimha. He knows everything. So, for whom we are doing this? For him or for ourselves? Becoming serious in spiritual life, persons become really selfish. Because he understands what is meant by self and he really takes interest to develop that self. So it's better to become swarthi. Swa-arthi. For ourselves we can do something. And the first thing that we have to do ourselves is compassion. Be compassionate on ourselves. And what is that? Becoming compassionate to ourselves? Take shelter of the holy name of the Lord. And that's very important. Otherwise, these modes of material nature, they are always eager to drag you away from the Lord. Because they are very honest in rendering their service. They are very faithful. That's why the Lord has given them this service. Maya Devi, she is one of the wonderful devotees of the Lord. So honestly, so seriously, she is taking care of her service. So if we are serious in our spiritual life, she never bothers about us. She says, okay, you are mean to go there, okay, go. So, here in this purpose says, about a person has no desire for higher elevation in the life because he is attached, because he is ragi. The further he says, he is simply concerned with making this world as a materially comfortable as possible. He is generally very greedy and he thinks that anything attained by him is permanent and never to be lost. Such a person is envious of others and prepared to do anything wrong for sense gratification. Anything. Therefore, such a person is unclean and he does not care whether his earning is pure or impure. He is very happy of his work, is successful and very much distressed when his work is not successful. Such is the worker in the mode of passion. And in the next verse, Lord says about the person who works under the mode of ignorance. Ayuktaha. Yukta means who is engaged. In what? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Yukta means a person who is engaged in attaching himself to the Lord. Yuja? Sorry. Yeah, yuja. It comes from the Sanskrit root word yuja. Yuja means which gets joined, which gets connected. The first quality of a person who works under the mode of ignorance is he is ayuktaha. He is not at all interested to get connected with the Supreme Personality of the Lord. Prakritaha. Prakritaha. Who is always happy in performing worldly activities. Staptaha, dull. Shatha means no need to tell anything. It's like a self-glorification. Naishkriti ko alasaha. Vishadi dirghasutri chakarta tamasavshate. And when it comes to the spiritual life, we exhibit all these wonderful qualities. The worker who is always engaged in work against the injunctions of scriptures. That is ayuktaha. If he is not engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, then automatically he has to engage himself in the service of his senses. And the person who is engaged in the service of the senses is known as a ayuktaha. And without concern for, sorry, who is materialistic? Stabda here, Prabhupada has translated, obstinate, shatha, cheating, and expert in insulting others. Some people, they get tremendous pleasure in doing this. Somehow or other, they think that is something precious for them. And who is lazy? Always morous, vishadi, and procrastinating. It's a wonderful quality. Dirgha sutri, the word itself. Dirgha sutri. Prabhupada says here in last second last sentence of this purport. He said, they are procrastinate. Anything which can be done in an hour, they take year. But chanting a 16th round, to start a chanting 16th round, it's a 1.5 hour job. For some people to reach that destination, they take 7 years, 8 years, 12 years, 13. Some take their whole lifetime to at least come to the point of chanting 16 rounds. So here, well, we can see that there are so many people, they think themselves they are in the mode of goodness. They think, we have also faith in spirituality. We also go for prayer. But when really it comes, then they exhibit these qualities. Once in a week prayer, it's okay. If you keep it every day, then the first quality they will show you. Ayubraha. Oh, we don't have a time every day, you know. So much engagement, 18 hours duty, this, that. Ayubraha. There comes the things. Then, the person, he becomes ayukta. Why? Because he is a prakrita. He is materialistic. He is more interested in the material nature and materialistic activities than the spiritual things. And still, what he does? He is obstinate. Stubborn. And to avoid all these things, to expose all these things, what he does? Shatha. Cheating. And then really it comes for the spiritual life, then they become Dirga Sutra. Theek hai. Next Ekadashi karenge 64 mala. Aise karte karte bola zindagi nahi banta. That's why I was just contemplating when I read this today afternoon that why at the end he is telling about this. He has given everything, he has given all the yogas, everything. Why now he is stressing on these points at the end? People say that, end should be sweet. And hear what? He is just pinching on the wound. So that we can understand where we are. And Prabhupada says in a purport, in the scriptural injunction we find what sort of a work should be performed and what sort of a work should not be performed. Those who do not care for those injunctions engage in a work not to be done, and such a persons are generally materialistic. They work according to the modes of nature, not according to the injunctions of the scripture. There is a difference. But in one word, he gives the total distinction. If you work according to the injunctions of the scriptures, then they never come under the modes of material nature. And that's why follow scripture. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Shastra, this word itself, it just comes from Shasarabhya. Shasa means ruled. From Shasa comes Shastra, Shasan and Shastra. And what is the one common characteristics of these three different words? Shastra, Shasan and Shastra. They establish something that we have to follow. If someone has a weapon in his hand, what is established? You have to surrender in front of that astra, otherwise end. Shasan means you have to follow. And Shastra, you must follow. If you are not following Shastra, then there is a Shasan. If you are not ready to follow Shasan, then there is a Shastra. So choice is yours, what you want from Shasan. Shastra, Shasan or Shastra? It's very important.
Murga to banna hi padega.
behavior. Those who do not care for the injunctions engage in a work not to be done, and such a persons are generally materialistic. They work according to the modes of nature, not according to the injunctions of scripture. Such a workers are not very gentle, and generally they are always cunning and expert in insulting others. They are very lazy. Even though they have some duty, they do not do it properly, and they put it aside to be done later on. Therefore, they appear to be morose. They procrastinate anything which can be done in an hour. They drag on for years. Such a workers are situated in the mode of ignorance. So here he ends about the knowledge that he wants to give to Arjuna regarding jnana, karma and karta. And next he starts with the buddhi, the understanding and determination. So next, I think from 29 to 39 he gives narration about this determination and intelligence, which comes under the different modes of participation. So hopefully next week we will discuss about that. Hare Krishna. So I think there will be no question. Where to start? Start from this last quality itself. Try to avoid all those things.
In that also there are so many things.
Anyway, so start with the last, I'm telling you. Get the sutri. Start from there itself. Become sutri. Enthusiastic. Okay, I have to do it. I have to chant my rounds. Okay, not the whole day. As we assured that, as he was saying, for Adam. Nobody is sure. Vishwaso nahi vishwaso. Tadarudho krishyati. Atho smartavyam balyat. Harir naam eva kevala. Vishwaso, nishwaso nahi vishwaso. Nobody knows whether I don't know whether I am going to exhale it or not. That much assurance is not there for our life. So this Harinama Ashraka. Harinama Ashraka. Madhuram Madhure Bhyopi, Pavane Bhyopi Pavanam. Mangalam Mangale Bhyopi, Hare Rama Eva Kevala. There that verse comes. I think one of the rishis he has written it down. It's there, songbook, it is there. Pavanam Pavane Bhyopi. Aastam, Abrahma Stambha Pariyantam. Sarvam maya mayam idam jagat. Smaratavyam satam sada harer naam eva kevalam. Each and every, that eight verses ends with harer naam eva kevalam. Only take the shelter of holy. So start with that. Immediate. So we will work from down to up. So we have to climb. Spiritual life, as Prabhupada said, it is an elevator. What pantha we are following? Ascending or descending?
We are following descending, but it takes us that way. Because we are...
We ascend, by following descending we...
Yeah.
Okay? Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki, Shrimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.